This is Wild About Utah.
Imagine, a place devoid of randomly constant dings and dongs. A place with no artificial lighting, or insistent clicking of keys or ticking of screens. Maybe even a place where one no longer has to think about the persistently pressing matters of politics for even just a brief moment. Solitude, awe, beauty, breeze, trees, birds, life. Certainly, the place that comes to mind might even exist here in Utah. Anyone who has driven more than 5 hours in any direction can tell you the state doesn't always look the same. Utah has landscapes ranging from mountains reaching more than 13,000 feet to desert plains dropping down to nearly 2,000 feet above sea level, and everything in between. The colors of the landscapes begin in the north with the deep greens of the forest and end in the south with the rich hues of red and orange. It is this unique and endlessly variable landscape that some argue makes it the perfect place to find happiness. Hold on. Happiness is not a simple thing to achieve or understand. Sources are both internal and external, but for this story, we're focusing on the happiness which comes from being in a mentally beneficial environment. Utah's incredibly diverse landscape lends itself to be adaptively beneficial to a population of various preferences. It quite literally can suit just about anyone's partialities, whether someone likes mild winters in the desert or harsh, bitter, white winters, which most people on this planet have only heard about in stories. Utah has it all. If someone prefers quiet towns or large and bustling urban centers, thinner air to thicker air, Utah can accommodate. But what do these accommodations have to do with happiness? There's an ever-growing expanse of research regarding the mental health benefits of nature. Much of this research came about after the establishment of wilderness therapy programs, which began to take root in Utah during the latter part of the 1980s. Griffin Woods, a student at Utah State University, experienced one of these wilderness programs. One of the important things he said about experiencing nature was, "People should definitely be pushed more to go outside, get off the phone, and be in nature as opposed to being glued to a phone. This happiness can spread to family members. Many children who participate in an outdoor education program will afterwards ask their parents to take them out into nature so they could show and tell them what they have seen and heard. Simply being in a place of wilderness can reduce stress and anxiety and improve overall esteem. With this knowledge, Utah becomes an arsenal armed against the harmful habits that deteriorate our daily lives. It enables us to actively increase our attitudes and improve our internal state of mind. So this is what makes Utah so incredible. This state's unique ability to make its residents and visitors happier. All you have to do is get outside." We end with this quote from Edward Abbey. "Wilderness is not a luxury, but necessity of the human spirit. So please, feed your spirit, enrich your soul, and enlighten your mind. You exist in arguably one of the most perfect places in the world to do this. Now go. Be wild about Utah."
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
I'm Matthew Wickenheiser, and I'm wild about Utah.